Why? I just ask why. I'm sorry. It's the news. According to me. Well, I am home. At my house. Home. My homely. Homely house. I'm homely. The house isn't homely. I'm homely. At my homely. I'm homely. And I'm sipping on some sweet tea from, of all places, Chick-fil-A. They have some really good sweet tea. They understand sweet tea there at Chick-fil-A. They know how to do it right. I think they just clean their machine. That's really all it takes. Just clean the machine. Clean the brewer, and the tea will be good. The brewer, it's not the brewer's fault. It's the brewer. The person operating the brewer. Not the brewer, that's a strange word. Say that 10 times in a row. Yeah, probably drive you insane. It's good to be home. Got all the little fuzzy animals that wouldn't leave me alone for a couple hours. And I decided to take a nap. That's why the show is late. And I'm sorry. I know some of you were counting on knowing what was in my cup this morning. I had to get up early from Atlanta and get on a flight to get back home here. And I just didn't get up as early as I thought I would. I ended up not getting done as early as I thought I would last night. And I got an early start yesterday. I had this evening gig I had to do. And got to start about 2 hours early. And I thought we would end 2 hours early. No, we just went 2 hours longer. Which was fine. It was all good. But it just kind of wore me out. It was a long day. So, didn't get up quite as early this morning. And I did get on my flight. That all went well. That's been going well so far. Well. It's well with my soul. So I have a couple things to talk about this morning. It's not morning, by the way. It's evening. It's just to let you know, it's 4:07. Just flipped. 4:07. October 28th. 2021. I think it's still 21, unless I slept a lot longer. My computer doesn't say what year it is. It just says what the day and the month and the time is. Maybe I should check on that before I start talking. I'll look around here. I don't see any other calendars. I have to pull up my... I'm not going to pull up my calendar. I'm just going to assume it's still 2021. I don't think I slept that long. No, I know I wouldn't have, because my dogs wouldn't have let me. At feeding time, they would get me up. That's what they do. They start barking, spinning around in circles and barking. I think they can count because I have this little clock that dings six times. I usually feed them at 6 o'clock in the evening. That thing goes off and it rings six times, it chimes. And then they go nuts. And I'm pretty sure they can tell it's 6 o'clock. Or if they just get hungry, they just start barking too. That's a whole other thing, but that's another story for another day. And yes, they have food out all the time. There's dry food for them to eat anytime they want, and they snack on that all day long. They graze on that. And then when it comes time to eat the canned food, the wet food, we call it, they're really good food that they really like. High quality stuff. That's what they're looking forward to. Okay, they got to have something to look forward to. And the other way, they wolf that down. And of course, our cat, same thing, dry food out all day long. Cats get a little fat, though. I don't think cats have quite the same discipline level. At least ours doesn't. I don't think he understands what it means to be I think he's just living the fat life. That's what it is. He has no fear of anything. Thinks everything is a game or a toy that needs to be scratched or bitten or swatted at or climbed up on, knocked over, knocked down. chased after. Yeah. I think I need some more mice in the house. Keep them busy. There's a couple things that are, I've got a whole list of things here, actually. I don't usually have lists, but there's a bunch of stuff going on. And it's, of course, a lot of it has to do with the whole COVID thing. So I'm not going to try to get on that too much today. Because there's plenty of other news out there besides COVID. It's just that I guess I'm feeling the tension of COVID and the related to the vaccination and what all's happening with all that. I'm feeling that mostly, and I think that's why I'm talking about it so much, and why it seems to be having such an effect on so many people. And in the days ahead, it's going to have an incredible effect on people. Don't get me wrong. This is going to be, you know, we talk about interruptions in our system right now. Now, I don't know. I have heard today, I saw a headline and it said that they had backed down on the December 8th date for vaccinations. I cannot find that anywhere in any other headlines. I would think this would be front page news. And I saw this morning, and I don't see it anywhere in the history of the headline run feeds that I usually look at. So I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if that was. Of course, a lot of times these people will put out I'm reading some of these headlines. It is so disappointing to see some of this stuff. But I do not see anywhere in here that there is any reversal on the December 8th date for. I don't see it anywhere. It's nowhere in the timeline. I would think this would be frontline headlines. And here is the what the headline suggested was that there is a lot of people filing suits right now. They're filing lawsuits. Judges are turning them down because, as of right now, and they play this game. This is the kind of game they play. This is what they did with the election. Same thing they did with the election. They play this game of, well, the crime hasn't been committed yet, so we can't. There's no standing for the court case. They did this with the election laws prior to the election, where election laws were broken in terms of the way the states handled their laws because they did things outside of the law for this whole mail-in ballot stuff. It was not done through their congressional process within their state. And the judges wouldn't see, they wouldn't hear the case because the act hadn't been committed yet with regard to the election, because the election hadn't been held yet. Well, it was being held. It was in the middle of being held. You had early election stuff going on and mail-in balloting going on. But that was because we had no standing. Of course, then after the election, well, it's done. And we're not going to mess with an election. So they didn't do anything. Well, it was COVID. COVID. There's no clause in the Constitution or in anybody's state constitution for a COVID exemption.
Well, the law has to be circumvented right now because we're in a pandemic. But we're being told it's a pandemic of the vaccinated. No, I mean it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated. He always repeats that every time he says it. He's so confused.
The other day he was talking about commuters and he said computers. It's very clear he said computers. Now, if you're computing on the
for the computers that are on this, what are we saying? He's talking about the train or whatever he was talking about. Yeah. So the troubling thing about this is just the way they mess around with this stuff just starts to aggravate me to no end. So my understanding is they're doing the same thing with the vaccination exemption lawsuits or the vaccination lawsuits, the mandates. Because they haven't been, because the mandate hasn't been put into effect yet. Well, now, New York City, is it de Blasio? I believe it is. De Blasio, mayor, has mandated that certain, I guess it's certain city employees have to be vaccinated by, I think, midnight tomorrow night. I believe it is. Or is it midnight tonight? I believe it's midnight tomorrow night. Let me see if I can look at this up. Looks up while I'm talking. I talk and I read at the same time. So it's kind of, as well as drink, you know, my sweet tea. And then I also typically trim my toenails during the show. It's a multitask thing. Let's see here. It's not there. It's not in that line of stuff there. But I know that the whole thing is looming right now. It's within the next 24 hours, probably, that the city of New York is going to be experiencing some interesting stuff. Now, by now, if you haven't gotten the jab, I don't think anybody's going to all of a sudden go, okay, I'm getting the jab tomorrow. They're going to be put on unpaid leave. Unpaid leave. And my understanding is that 20 to 30% of the employees in the city are going to be put on unpaid leave tomorrow. I don't know how they're going to function without that. Now, I understand this also includes a lot of medical personnel. I believe there's a city hospital in which there many nurses and medical personnel are not getting the vaccine. They're going to be put on unpaid leave. There are a lot of health systems right now that are not giving exemptions and not giving any kind of... There are some who are actually doing it the right way. They are doing the COVID testing. Or the antibody testing, I'm sorry. If you have the antibodies, they're considering you vaccinated. They're also giving religious exemptions. They're actually doing it. And they're going to continue. And those hospitals, those health systems, I guarantee you, are going to get... And there's an employee shortage right now, folks. They're struggling with how they're going to entice more people to come to work for them. All of the health systems I'm aware of are having the same issue. They don't have enough personnel. This is going to change everything. There are vaccinated people. Now this is, and the rhetoric I'm hearing, and I think I'm just going to die. I guess I'm just diving right into this because I'm just so upset about it. I continue to hear this rhetoric about unvaccinated people are going to kill everybody. They don't care about anybody. And here's this. I wish I had the audio from this. Project Veritas again pulled something out yesterday. Maybe I didn't have a chance to record it and get it on a can here. We call that. That's what we talk in the business. When we talk in the business, we call it a can. We're going to get it on the can here. We used to call it a cart because it used to be a cartridge. You had to put a cartridge in for every sound bite you had. Back in the day, back in the 70s, when I was a kid working on radio. I was just a little baby. And we had this, they came out with this thing where this lady was being interviewed. She's a main representative of what's his name in New York. I don't even like to say his name.
guy running for governor, not Youngkin, the guy who currently is the governor of not New York, Virginia, the Virginia governor. Sorry about that. They're, you know, out east, they're all the same. And Youngkin is running against him and doing, it's actually giving him a run for his money, which is really weird because it's, like he won by like 10 points in the last election. So we have this situation, where this lady was caught. Now, No, I'm so sorry. I think it was actually New Jersey. Like I said, it all runs together out there in the East. It all just kind of melts together and it's all the same kind of thing. It's a melting pot. Lots of slime in it. I believe it may have been New Jersey, actually. The governor running for New Jersey came out and said something about after the election, he's going to impose mandates. But he's not going to do it before the election. And he's not answering any questions about it. But this lady was caught on tape, on record, on video. We don't use tape much anymore. She was caught on video. This is a high-up representative of the campaign. This is probably somebody who's having meetings every day with the governor about the campaign, on the phone at least. And the gist of what she said was, yeah, these people out there crying for their liberty and their freedom, all this stuff, they're just going to kill everybody. They don't care about anybody. Let them go. A new study has come out, once again, from Europe. Peer-reviewed study shows that vaccinated people with COVID are just as contagious as unvaccinated with COVID. Now, think about what this means for a moment. They always talk about the science. Now, I think for some reason, and I just do not understand why people... I guess I do kind of understand this. And here's what I think has happened. This virus and the way it was reacted to, it's the shutting down of our economy, the shutting down of our lives, the absolute terror that some people had for this thing. They were just overwhelmingly making this thing out to be, you know, the plague. It was like Ebola. And in certain sectors of our population, yes, it was bad. It hit hard. But people under the age of 50? Hardly at all. Children under the age of 18? Almost nil. Now, if you've lost a child or had a loved one who was lost and was under 18... I'm not saying that their life didn't count and that it was tragic that they passed away. What I'm saying is they probably would have had a higher chance of dying from the common flu if they were under the age of 18 than they did dying, and not only that, but a myriad of other things. Car accidents. Playground accidents, whatever it might be. There's plenty of other things that are much more dangerous than COVID for children under 18. And yet we shut down a school system. We shut down the general psyche of these kids. We put masks on them and put plastic shields around their desks. And scare the living daylights out of them, thinking they're going to die or they're going to kill grandma or grandpa because they can carry this thing. Well, they can. It's just become this giant monster beyond reality. Is it deadly? Is it a bad disease? Absolutely. But this idea that if you're unvaxxed, you've got it and you're going to kill everybody, that you're unclean because you're not vaccinated, despite whether you've had it or not, is absolutely bogus and phony, and it's unscientific. We have rapid testing now. Not that I necessarily agree with the way these tests work. There's so many false things that they're testing for. If you get dig into what the testing thing is all about, you'll start to wonder what in the world that's what's all about going on there too as well. But I digress on that. Let's just think about the way this is being propagated now. The paranoia, the narrative around this whole thing is if you're not vaccinated, why is there such hysteria over this? Ask yourself, this is a question I also ask myself, and I will ask you to ask yourself and ask everyone around you. Why do we need to get this done by December 8th? What's so special about, why not December 7th or the 9th? What is so special about getting all this done by December 8th? I believe there's an agenda here. I believe they know something. Now, consider this. If you get the jab, now I know my wife has, she's taken the vaccine. She works in health care. She had no problem with it. She did. I have no problem with that. I'm concerned. I am hoping there's not going to be any problems from this thing later on down the road in 2 years or 3 years, whatever it's going to be. I'm also concerned about the fact that they have to get boosters. She's already had her booster. Because the vaccines and the masks are so effective. I was on a flight today, and as the flight attendant was talking, she made this comment. If you are fully vaxxed or have passed a COVID test, you still have to wear your mask over your nose and mouth. What exactly, then, why did you get vaccinated, first of all? And because
that's going to protect you.
Well, if it's protecting you so well, this is what drives me nuts about this whole thing. And there were so many people who put out parodies about this, about vaccinated people saying, well, you need to get vaccinated because you're threatening me because you're unvaccinated. Well, but you're vaccinated. You're protected, aren't you? I have to get vaccinated so that I'm protecting you? You're vaccinated. See, it's stupid. It's just plain. I don't know how any other way to say it. It's just stupid that they're threatening us with this idea that the unvaccinated are deadly. Now, unvaccinated people might have a higher, if you theoretically, at least right now, it looks like studies say that if you're vaccinated, you will have fewer symptoms or lessened symptoms. Your symptoms will not be as severe. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. How does that affect you? Other than I might have to go to the hospital.
Well, the hospitals are all plugged up right now. Hospitals are overwhelmed.
Well, hospitals are not necessarily overwhelmed with COVID patients. Their COVID ward might be. I'm not talking about, you might work in a hospital system right now that's got that you're having a high caseload. That happens. The hospital sicknesses and hospital attendance and scheduling and number of beds that are available fluctuates all the time for different reasons. And some of it's seasonal, some of it's not. if there's a bad accident where several people are injured, bad car accident, you know, all of a sudden your ER is overwhelmed. What are you going to do about that? Shut down the interstate? So all these issues that continue to come up like this, you have to look at the overall numbers. There's a guy down in Australia that I think he's in Australia. He's at least looking at Australia almost every day and talking about the numbers and talking about the charts and all the stuff that's going on. And one of the things that he was talking about was the efficacy, the effectiveness of the vaccine and how they're, you know, the booster now is the thing to have. Now, if you've had the booster because now you're not considered fully vaccinated now unless you get the booster in many places. Okay, so you've gotten the two jabs or the one jab from the J&J or whatever you've gotten. All of a sudden now, they're saying that unless you have the booster, you're not fully vaccinated. How many more boosters are going to be required? How many more? My understanding is Israel is now on booster number four, shot number four. Is there going to be a five? No, is there? It's not, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that there might be. And of course, if you don't get it, and of course, now you won't have a religious exemption. Because they're going to say, well, no, you took the first two. So that means you're now locked in to this religion of COVID vaccines. You can't change your mind. You know, people aren't born with their convictions. Convictions change over time. And it can happen and you can wake up, you can have a dream one night and wake up the next morning and have a change of heart about some things. You can convert in your religion from Christianity to Judaism, or you can go from Judaism to Islam. Or maybe you become a Hindu overnight. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But part of this issue that we face with this whole thing is that the individual liberty, and this is where we get into this, the big problem and the most thing that most people don't understand. Religion is not based on the religious leader or the sect that we follow. If that's the case, then Nancy Pelosi needs to be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. Because she has a personal conviction about abortion that goes against the Catholic Church. Well, then she doesn't follow the Catholic Church's doctrine. So she can't be called a Catholic. She can't call herself a Catholic. See, that's not the way it works. It's the other way around. We have the right to have our personal convictions because we are individuals who have the liberty of having, I can start my own religion right now, and nobody can say in the government. The government cannot establish a law regarding it. Period. And yet that's what they're doing. Well, we're here to approve or disapprove whether or not your sincerely held beliefs. I guarantee you these are sincerely held beliefs. You're going to find out just how sincerely. If you start telling people they've got to go to re-education camps, which was part of this article, people need to go through counseling and re-education. Which is, of course, another scary thing, if you remember history at all, and understand what this is about. If you think that the spirit of Nazism, fascism, it has gone away from the earth. It has not. And it was brought about the last time, the best big time it happened, everybody remembers and talks about it, is the Nazi regime. Look at the German words that make up the NAZI. Talking about the National Socialist Party of Germany. The socialists. They had socialism. They had universal health care. Public school systems. That was all a part of the National Socialist Party and agenda. The Nazis were the socialists. So when we have this issue of saying that the right wing of these radical right wing people, so one of the things I want to get into a little bit here, so I've spent 30 minutes now talking about this whole thing, and I'll get back to it, I'm sure, at some point, because it continues to stay on the top of my mind. And that's what you're here for, is to listen to what I think about the news. So yesterday I actually watched and begrudgingly listened to probably at least an hour of the Merrick Garland interview, the Attorney General grilling by Congress. Actually, it was by the Senate. And it was actually very ridiculous. When you ask someone a yes or no question, and they start going into this big, long explanation, you know that they're just going to try to kill their time, because these senators only have a certain amount of time. The game is to run out the clock so that they only get one question. They have this big, long answer, big, long explanation. This is kind of like a junior high kid when you ask them why they did something or what they did, or you ask them a yes or no question. They give you this big, long explanation with all these excuses. That's what this guy reminds me of. Children. We're dealing with children here. And they're not even very smart. That's what's scary about it. Cory Booker. I got to listen to him do his little tirade. He did another one of his little passionate moments where he did his little thing. And he stared into the camera and he had his big, mad, mean look on his face, and he was going after all this stuff, and he was going to talk about it, and he was really going. He's hoping to have a moment, did his little acting routine. Because again, this is all theater. Of course, Ted Cruz came in and had a legal argument for the AG, which the legal, AG should understand what legal precedence is and understands how the legal system should work and how the law should not be politicized. It should just be the law. And yet, that's what they're doing, is absolutely they are politicizing the law. And I had to listen to this guy talk about all of his excuses, and it was disgusting. I was just disgusted by the whole process. I think it was Cotton, it might have been Cotton, that said, "Thank God you're not on the Supreme Court, and you should resign in disgrace." Or he said, "You're a disgrace, and you should resign." I totally agree. This guy needs to go, but I don't know who they'll put in afterwards. But this guy is a total disgrace. He's a political operative. He has weaponized the Justice Department. And let me give you an example. An individual was recently released. There are people in jail today, in federal prison, in special prisons, in isolation, in solitary confinement, who were in the Capitol building on January 6th. Folks, these are political prisoners. Not a single one of them have been charged with insurrection or sedition. Not a single one. Their charges are trespassing on federal grounds or defacing federal property. Now, mind you, plenty of people have torn down statues. And here's the game that we play. The FBI, and I'm going to go after them. And so I think I might, my next show tomorrow morning, if I do a show tomorrow morning, I have to be at a, uh, I have to get up really early tomorrow and be at an event that's, so it might be an afternoon show tomorrow, possibly, but it's going to be a show nonetheless. The show that we that I'm going to have tomorrow about the FBI is going to be a deeper dive into what they do. But basically, the gist of it is this. They launch investigations. They acquire and subpoena and grab a bunch of information, much like the Hunter Biden thing. They had his laptop for how long? How long? They still have it. How long have they had it? Over 2 years. There's child pornography on there. How long do you think you'd last if the FBI had had your computer and it had child pornography on it? You'd be in prison right now. They use this information. They do all kinds of things with these investigations when they launch them. Here's the one thing that they love to do.
I can't comment on any ongoing investigations.
Or in the AG's case, it would be, I can't comment on any investigations. I can't stand the way the guy talks. I can't even imitate the way the guy talks. It's so shrill. I can't stand it. And they use that to hide behind all the time. And the investigation goes on and on and on, and they never have to comment on it. They never have to give a report. And then eventually the investigation is forgotten about, and it just goes away, and they close it, and they don't say anything about it. Unless you're James Comey, and you come out and make a big press briefing and say, we've closed the investigation on Hillary Clinton. Oh, we've reopened the investigation on Hillary Clinton. We've closed the investigation again on they don't do that normally. That was out of line as well. That was out of order and out of line. Now, whether or not the investigation is open or closed, I believe it might be public information, and people can find that information out if they do some digging or get a FOIA. But normally, generally, you don't just announce that kind of information. So that's the game the FBI plays. Now, keep in mind, the AG right now is being grilled, as they say, because of the way he weaponized these acts of violence and threats and violence that were being done against school board members. Okay, first of all, this is an issue for local police. You don't call in the feds. You don't call in the FBI, Homeland Security. You don't call them domestic terrorists, which is what they're calling them. These are domestic terrorists. Oh, so you're saying that the people who were committing all these riots over the last year, couple years, they weren't terrorizing anybody. No, nobody was scared of them. Let's talk about threats of violence and violent acts and actual assaults of police officers over the last year. They've gone up 4 times. 400%. Is the AG looking into that?
Well, they signed up for that. That's their job.
No, it's not. It's not their job. When you have an organized group that's against the police and there's more assaults than ever, I think that's something we need to look into. If you're going to look into something, look into that. This whole administration is so dysfunctional because it has really, the only moral compass it has is this crazy phony sense of morality. And it's now being manifested in our government, and we're seeing the fruits of that. And it's absolutely disgusting. These guys are in prison. I think there may be some females as well in prison. They're being isolated. They're being treated terribly. One of them has now died in prison. My understanding is as they each evening at the same time, I guess they can, they might be able to hear each other from where they're at, I think, but they're all in solitary confinement now. They might all be in the same, like they might actually be in the same hall or something like that. But apparently they've been singing the Star Spangled Banner, you know, because they're such terrorists. They hate this country so much. They've been singing the Star Spangled Banner every night. Now, this one guy who was in prison, I think this may have been a setup. I'm not sure exactly what was going on here. But this one guy came out and he got released from prison because he wrote a letter saying how much he loathed President Trump and everything he did was wrong. This is re-education, brainwashing type stuff through intimidation and fear. So this guy came out and said all this stuff and they let him out. He's 35 years old. They put him in the custody of his parents because they didn't want him. The reason, and the judge said, the reason she didn't want him to be in prison anymore was because he's now changed his ways. He's having a change of heart and we don't want him around those other people because they have an influence on him. Now, the others who are there, they find out this guy gets out and they're like, oh, all you have to do is, you know, all you have to do is denounce Trump. You might get out. Well, okay. But what does that do? These people are still there, still being held. Now, this whole incident, think about this for a moment. What was it that allowed this guy to be released from prison, denouncing a former president? So why was he in prison? He was in prison for supporting Donald Trump. He was released for denouncing Donald Trump. Does this sound like a political prisoner or someone who broke the law? Because apparently, the only law he broke was the law of supporting Donald Trump. This is what political prisoners are held for. This is all about politics. And they are holding them there to threaten everybody else who might think about doing anything like it again. And these are the people who say that they are against bullying, against threatening people. They're all for freedoms and liberties. But if you don't take your vaccination, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your standing in society. You're not going to be able to do anything here. Or to send you to a re-education camp. Because it's your responsibility to society to take this jab, no matter what your age is. If you're 5 years old, you got to take this thing. Because you're threatening everybody. Now, do I believe that this vaccine is going to be a problem later on and we're going to have lots of health issues later on? I don't know. I just don't know about that. I'm suspicious. I have to say, I'm not going to deny that that could possibly happen or that I don't know one way or another whether this is going to happen or not. I think somebody knows. Maybe nobody knows, but there's this reason they have to get it done so quickly. I think partially because, you know, flu season is coming. And we are going to see, I think, an issue with people's immune systems. I don't know. But there's something else more sinister going on here, in the words of Ron Johnson. So that's why I am a little bit disturbed by this whole process. There's no science that they will listen to. It is all about the narrative. And it's all about this idea that continues to be spread by people as high up as the president, saying that if you're not vaccinated, you're going to kill everyone with your COVID. That's what he said. You have the freedom. Or I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. Well, if you're vaccinated, why are you afraid of COVID? Why is it going to kill you? It's not. That's the point. If you're vaccinated, it probably will not kill you if you get COVID. At least not yet. One of the things was about this, the variant was basically the issue with this EU study. They said the variant actually, people who have had COVID, who have natural antibodies, are much more resistant to the variants than those who've been vaccinated. Now think about that. And yet, you still got to get that vaccine. Doesn't matter. You still got to be vaccinated. We don't care about that. We don't care about whether or not you're, you know, whether or not what the science is. It's just a matter of whether or not you've been vaccinated. You better be wearing your mask regardless of whether you have a temperature, whether you've got any symptoms, whether anything's wrong with you. And even if you've been vaccinated, you still got to wear your mask. Now, there are some places you can walk into now that they say that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask. Okay, that's at least that kind of makes some sense. Even though they don't understand the studies behind what's going on with the breakthrough cases. How do you know you've got COVID if you've been vaccinated? Because your symptoms are going to be so low and possibly asymptomatic and still carrying the disease just as much as anybody who hasn't been vaccinated. In my opinion, you are more dangerous. That just makes more sense to me. Because we don't know. Someone who has not been vaccinated, who has not had COVID, and is carrying this thing, they're probably not going to be around in public because they're sick. They got a fever. They got, you know, they got more symptoms. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying it's an obvious thing. Can they carry it for a while before the symptoms break out? Yes, they can. So there's an incubation period there where they can be symptomatic or asymptomatic before the symptoms start to take hold, that they can be contagious. That's why this thing has spread. But it's the same thing for someone who's been vaccinated. And I guarantee you, breakthrough cases are much higher than they are saying they are. You can hardly... Think about the times before the vaccination and how many people in Congress and people in the public eye, actors, news personnel, how many of those were getting COVID? How many of them are getting COVID now that are all vaccinated? We still hear about the same about a number of people who are getting COVID, someone on the president's cabinet. Just a few days ago, was reported to have had COVID. I think there was actually two people on the cabinet that got COVID here just recently, last week. And it's, I think, you know, that same kind of thing was happening with Trump. He had a couple people on his staff, and then he got COVID. Of course, it was right after the debate, which was a little bit suspicious, in my opinion. My understanding was they had several people there from the media who had COVID, who were around Trump and around his people. People who had access to the president knowingly had COVID. Talk about something that needs to be looked into. But they pick and choose, which brings me back to Merrick Garland. They pick and choose who they're going to go after in this whole process because they have an agenda. And in Merrick's case, he has a vendetta. But I digress. And the evening is coming to a close. And my bumper music is going to interrupt me here in a little bit. So, that's my rant for the day. And I'm sorry it was kind of a smattering and splattering of opinions and ideas. But I'm hoping that this lays into a little bit of a foundation of the whole big picture of what's going on. When you combine this with the border, the supply chain issues we're having, our fuel situation, energy situation in this country, the political standards in other countries and what the effects are with China, with the testing of their weapons, all those things. Where are we headed, folks? I hope you're right with God. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for this country and our leaders. God bless everybody. Have a great night.